I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We got about 20 more minutes of the show. Seth Dunlap, Alan Waddell, Tim Zimmer behind the glass, Tommy Bosch, and the coach Lou Vowden along as we'll recap everything that happened in week one of high school football. And we're going to go to Monroe and do a kind of a live on live show with one of the prep football shows up there so we can get kind of an inside look at their action at North, and they can get a look at our action down here. But first, Mike Gambrell is standing by with another head coach brought to you by Shell. And Mike Gambrell has Larry Favre as Slidell wins tonight. Mike?
All right, guys, our final. Slidell 38, Booker T. Washington 6. I'm here with Slidell coach Larry Favre. Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. You know, we talked about it earlier. Lots of offense, some 400 yards in offense, but, you know, it seemed like there were some mistakes there, 120 yards with the penalties. Still had a little problem with the center quarterback exchange. I know these are things that you want to clean up before the Roma Raiders come in to call next week.
Yeah, Mike, you know, I think when you look at our offensive stats, they look impressive. When you look at how our defense played, it's impressive, but the 13 penalties, had a lot of penalties last week, still having some quarterback center exchanges. Not feeling as good as I think those stats look. I know we got a lot to clean up and a lot of work to do.
Coach Favre, Alan Waddell, congratulations on the win tonight, starting 1-0. It's week one. You would expect some type of mistakes, but it's easier to clean those up after a win, I would think.
It is, Alan. And, you know, one thing I was proud of, our seniors were pretty embarrassed how they played last week in the Jamboree. So I like the way they came back, showed some leadership this week, and how they took their ball club over. So that was impressive. But certainly, yeah, got a lot to work on. Got a tough schedule ahead of us. Nothing easy. And definitely got to go back to work at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Well, Coach, congratulations. Good luck next week against Rommel.
Thanks, Coach. Thank you, Alan. Thanks so much.
Hey, Coach Favre, nice job. Thanks so much for joining us. One more winning coach here. Brandon Faust is standing by.
Amy Warriors 28, the Lutcher Bulldogs 21. Amy really came to battle the second half, and it was all Amy. They just won the championship last year, and this is what an elite program does. They come back down at half and come back and face adversity and win the ball game 28-21. I got Coach Powell here.
Again, hey, Amy's a winner tonight. Hey, Coach, Alan Waddell's with you. Alan, take it away.
Hey, Coach, you there?
Hey, Mr. Allen, how you doing?
Good, Coach. Congratulations, man. This one didn't look good earlier. You're down 21-6, but you rallied for 22 unanswered. I know you got some new players in some key situations. I mean, some key positions this year. You had to be proud of your kids for finding a way in the second half and beating a good team like Lutcher.
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you know, Coach Jenkins does a great job with Lutcher. And, you know, tonight it was extremely hot. But, you know, both teams, they fought through the heat. You know, everybody that paid their money, they got a great game. You know, like you said, we were down 21-6, but, you know, none of our coaches panicked, none of our kids panicked because, you know, everything was self-inflicted, penalties, turnovers, misreads, and whatnot. But, you know, our kids, they just kept fighting, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to come out with a win.
Well, Coach, congratulations and good luck next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Again, Amita winner tonight. Thanks to Brandon Faust also as we'll be covering A-Meet all season long for us. Tommy Bosch is standing by. I'm going to put Tommy on here. And we're going to do something we haven't done before, fellas. And Alan Waddell is here. And also Coach Lou Vowden will be standing by in just a little bit. Something new to the show, fellas. And look, we're going to see how this works tonight. We're going to go kind of a live, dual live broadcast with our friends Big Dave and his prep football crew up in Monroe, Louisiana. They're live right now. We're going to be live right now as Tim gives me the heads up in just a second, I think, as we're going to try to get an inside information on. They're not ready yet, Tim?
Hey, Seth?
Go ahead, Alan. Yep.
Hey, I got Tommy Connors here, winning coach.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Can we talk to him real quick?
All right, Seth, let me put you on hold.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, guys. Hello. Hey, guys. This is Big Dave. We're live here. We're doing this dual live broadcast up in Monroe, guys. We're going to have to put you on hold. There's an echo there. This may not work today. We might have to get the irons kinked out, the kinks out of this iron. Yeah, Tim, there's just too big of a feedback there. Alan, go ahead and take it away with Coach.
All right. Yeah, we're sitting here. Big victory tonight for the Shaw Eagles. First Friday night home game under the lights. I'm with Coach Tommy Connors. Coach, congratulations. What'd you see out of your team tonight? And talk about how special this was, being able to play on campus at night. First time it's ever been done in the Catholic League.
Yeah, I'm super proud of us. I mean, we've changed up our styles on both sides of the ball some, and we're running a lot more. And we battled through cramps like everybody is right now, and we fought and we fought. And we were able to end up running the ball at the end of the game when you needed to, when it's winning time, and that was good to see. So hopefully we'll take it and grow from there. And the stadium atmosphere, I'm going to have to say, had to be part of why we pushed through so well. We opened up last year, it was all day games, and the crowds were nice, but the Friday nights bring a bigger crowd, there's no question, and this felt bigger than last year's first Saturday game.
Talking with Coach Tommy Connors of Archbishop Shaw, their winners tonight against Higgins. And Tommy, for those that haven't been here, for our listeners right now that's all over the state listening to us, talk about what's going on here at Shaw with this stadium. And, I mean, I know that this is something that a lot of people have put a lot of hard work in to get done.
I'm going to tell you, there's a group of about 10 who take help anytime they can get it, but 10 people make this thing work, and all 10 of those people have full-time jobs. So the amount of thanks to the sacrifice of some of those alumnus and some others can't be put on the radio. It's too much. They give up too much of themselves, and we appreciate it. And to the school environment, our student section grew, and the excitement's great, and there's more tradition building. So we're looking forward to really for the season getting better for next week and every week thereafter. But to be a part of it is fun, and I hope we continue to improve.
Shaw wins tonight, Seth. They're 1-0 under the lights here on campus.
Yeah, 1-0. Congratulations, Coach, and Alan, and Lou, and Tommy. We will get back to you in just a second. We'll take a break. Lots to come here in our final segment of the show. Our Tony D. Iron Man of the game, and we will do a lightning round of our team draft challenge for this year. Stick around. It's the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup on WWL. We're going to fit a lot of good content into 10 minutes of our show. Welcome back to the All-State Sugar Bowl Prep Football Roundup. First up, let's go to Jeff Palermo, who is on television at Yearview TV tonight, calling Westgate and Lafayette Christian. Lafayette Christian, a defensive tractor pull if there ever was one. Jeff, they win 7-0. What happened in that game?
Yeah, very interesting. We thought we were going to have some offensive fireworks, and Lafayette Christian scored on the first drive of the night for them after intercepting a pass on Westgate's first drive, and that was it. Sage Ryan, a 13-yard touchdown run, and then Sage Ryan completed the game by intercepting a last hope there for Westgate on the final play of the game, where they needed a 70-yard scoring play to tie it. But very interesting in the fact that Lafayette Christian last year had 9 shutouts in 10 regular season games, and they start this year shutting out a good Westgate team. I think for both of these teams, they got to figure out the quarterback position. Just a lot of inconsistency there. And then the heat, guys, in the fourth quarter, which I imagine has been a big story in a lot of games tonight. Really just, it was a battle of attrition there in the final 12 minutes. Whoever can stay on their feet and play. And Lafayette Christian, as they've moved up now to 2A Division III, gets a nice win over a 4A school. And they'll have some tough tests, LCA will, later this year. They got Acadiana, they got Notre Dame. But Kayshawn Booty, the wide receiver for Westgate, who's committed to LSU, looked really good. They just need a quarterback that can get him the ball regularly, and he'll have a big season.
Jeff, always appreciate the updates, man. Glad to have you a part of the show again. Thanks so much tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Jeff Palermo, at Jeff Palermo LRN on Twitter, and also on Yearview TV on Friday night. Westgate again falls to Lafayette Christian 7-0. Well, longtime listeners of the Prep Football Roundup will remember and know, and if you don't know, well, now you do, that we lost one of our brothers, one of our best friends, a dear colleague of ours, Tony D'Amico, who lost his battle with cancer in January. He's still a part of this show in our hearts and always will be. And he was known around here as the Iron Man, as he battled some medical issues the last few years of his life and battled those medical issues valiantly. So one thing that we will do from now until this show ends many, many years down the road, every week we're going to name our Tony D Iron Man of the Week, and that starts tonight. And guys, it's time to honor tonight's Tony D Iron Man of the Game. In the spirit of longtime Prep Football Roundup contributor Tony D, this person has captured the drive, the spirit, and the determination during tonight's game and week that Tony, of course, would be proud of. Tonight's Tony D Iron Man of the Game, guys, who is it?
I'm going to tell you who I think it is, and this isn't somebody that was at our game tonight, but I think maybe the guy that gets the most, I guess, love for me is the quarterback from Mandeville tonight, Devin Tott. He put up eight touchdown passes tonight on a real hot night, got it going, and they blow out Poplarville, Mississippi, who was the 4A runner-up last year in Mississippi. So that's who I'm going with tonight as the Iron Man. Devin Tott, quarterback, Mandeville High.
There you go. That's tonight's Tony D, Iron Man of the Game and Iron Man of the Week. Let's bring in Coach Lou Vowden. Coach, are you there?
Hey, Eagles win.
Waiting to say that for quite a while. Special night on campus tonight, Coach. We're kind of crunched for time, but I want your take on how special tonight was, man.
Well, very, very special. If you look at our roster, we got about 62 kids. 43 of our players are 10th, 9th, and 8th graders. So, I mean, we going to war with babies right now. But they play hard. They practice hard. We had a couple busts on the kicking game. You know, I'm kind of picky about that kind of stuff. So we got to get that stuff straight. But, we'll have a big crowd here next week against Bell Chase. They're naming the stadium after my mentor, Joe Zimmerman, much deserved. So it'll be a big crowd here next week, and hopefully the Eagles can pull it off. But I was looking at the scores. I am not surprised at all about East Ascension. We saw them in the summer. We go to a league at St. Charles Catholic, and there was about 12 teams there, and East Ascension was by far the best-looking team that was there. So I'm not surprised at all that they pulled that off over Zachary.
All right, fellas, let's bring Tommy Bosch back in. Tommy, can you hear us?
I sure can. Can you hear me, sir?
I can. All right. You guys ready to do our team draft challenge? And Tim Zimmer, come on in here as well. Okay, Tim's here. Coach, you ready?
I guess.
Okay, I know Alan's ready. He wins this every year, so I don't know. Let's see if he wins it again.
I need Alan to pick Shaw, because I don't know if Alan teams win because Alan picks winners, or they win because Alan picked them. So I'm trying to talk Alan into picking the Eagles.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do with one more person in this year. We're going to pick four. So we're picking four teams, and I've got Tim's he's my witness on this. We're drafting here. The first pick of our team draft challenge is you, Tim. Tim, you're up first. Who you got? John Curtis. Next up is Tommy Bosch. Tommy.
I'm going to take my Romo Raiders.
All right, that's a smart man going with his alma mater. Third in the team draft challenge order will be myself. I'm going to go Edna Carr, guys. Edna Carr hopefully will not lose another game this year. Lou, you're up next.
U-High,
smart pick. And that means, Alan, you get a little serpentine pick here. You get two picks.
I'm going to go St. Thomas More and Notre Dame.
Lou, it's back to you for pick two.
Let's see.
You're on the clock here.
No, he's on pressure, right?
Oh, man. Let's see. Zachary.
Oh, yeah. That's a good pick. Let's see. It is myself. I'm up next. Let's go with who am I going to go with here? I'm going to go with should I go Catholic? No. I'm going to go East Ascension. You know what? I'm going East Ascension. Why not? That's a high pick. I'd overdrafted them, but I'm going it. Tommy Bosch, you're next.
Well, I was going to take the other one, whichever one you took, so I'm taking Catholic High.
Okay. Okay, Catholic High there. Tim, you got the serpentine pick now. Okay, that's always, of course, nice. Okay. Somehow I've snuck into Neville and.
Yep.
Oh yes, he does. Oh. Okay. Oh,
already took them too.
Yeah.
He took them too.
Yep. He's got them too.
We do. You're on the clock. Do, 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 do. It was not?
No.
All right, I'm going to go Neville. I don't know how I lucked into them here, but Neville for me. Oh, wait, did I go before Tommy? I went before Tommy. You're welcome to steal that. You're welcome to steal the Neville Tigers there.
I'm actually going to take Sterlington.
Oh, okay. They were on my list, too. They got me a lot of wins last year. I had them last year. Okay, I will go Neville then. Lou, you're up.
I'm going to take Lafayette Christian.
Okay, Lou. And Alan, you get two picks here.
All right, I called them earlier in the show, and I'm going to take them. I'm going to go with Lake Charles College Prep, and I'm taking Lab in Division Four.
Ooh, Lab. Southern Lab was off, not even off the board yet. Okay. Lake Charles College Prep, Southern Lab. Lou, final pick.
The Destrehan Wildcats.
Yeah, that's a good pick, Lou. I like that one. I'm alternating between Hainesville or Hanville. I'm going to go Hainesville. It always seems to get me a lot of wins, at least in the regular season. Hainesville will be my final team. And Tommy Bosch.
The Plaquemine High Green Devils.
Oh, I like it. Big win for Plaquemine tonight. Blowout win for them. And final pick in our 2019 Team Draft Challenge, Tim Zimmer. Catholic New Iberia says Tim, and that means our team draft challenge is complete. We'll get a point for each win during the season, 3 bonus points for a championship. And with that, fellas, Lou, Alan, Tommy, guys, thank you so much tonight.
All right, we'll see you next time right here on Friday night. Can't wait for week 2.
All right.
All right, Seth.
All right, thanks.
All right, guys, thanks so much. Thanks to all of our reporters, Joey Brewitt, Fred Druan, Hank Brady, Carolyn Pierre, Miguel Miranda, Patrick Email, Ethan Bordelon, Mike Gambrell, Buck Leonards, Thomas Email, Brandon Foss, and Darren Ferranti. Thanks to Tim Zimmer. I'm Seth Dunlap. Give me a follow on Twitter at Seth Dunlap. Be sure to download that radio.com app and take us on the road with you next time you're out at high school football. Get those headphones on. We are now handing it off to Westwood One for NFL football preview coverage.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.